Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. We've got Brian Hawley on the phone lines. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. Great to check in with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey and kind of getting things back into the win column. A big win over the Delhi Flames recently. That was a big game.
A nice road win in a season with 24 games. It's important to get wins on the road, and the boys buckled up and got it done, and I think that's the fourth game in a row they scored 7 goals, so they're really firing at all cylinders.
Not too bad.
As they usually do after Christmas.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, remind me, there's no games for the Irish this weekend, is that right?
That's correct. It's a well-deserved week off, and which gives them a chance, actually. I don't know if you heard or not, but they just hired on a new coach.
Okay.
That's big news. His name is Brandon Burlon, and he's got quite a resume. He's a second-round draft pick of the New Jersey Devils in 2008 and played 5 or 6 years in the AHL and had spent some time up in Orangeville with the Blitz and has come down here to Stratford and taken over behind the bench. Interim coach Dave Cassoni will move upstairs and help out general manager Jeff Morris with the operation of the club. So it's a week of transition, so a perfect week to have off, give them a chance to get a couple practices in and be ready for next weekend, which is the biggest weekend of the year.
Really. Yeah, that's right. Well, congratulations to Brandon. And Brandon's name again?
Brandon Burlon.
All right. Well, welcome to the Stratford Fighting Irish, and that is awesome news. So, yeah, we've got some big games coming up for both the 24th and the 25th. Is that right?
It's an absolutely monster weekend for the hockey club. The second place, Elora Rocks, using their usual Friday night home date. It's an unbalanced schedule, so this is the fifth time that these two teams have played. There is absolutely no love lost. And fun fact, these two teams played each other every year in the playoffs in the first 3 years of existence of this league. And so they have, the Stratford Fighting Irish have played the Elora Rocks more often than any other team in the league.
All right.
So it's when they're on the ice. So that's a big game on the road. And then, of course, you've got the almighty Alvinston Killer Bees, first place, 18-2 on the season. Lots of big names, the two leading scorers in the league. And they're coming to town on the 25th.
That's
of
right.
January on the Saturday night, our regular 7 o'clock home date, and that is a game that, and there's no, as far as I know, there's no Friday night Warriors game next weekend at home. I think they're in St. Thomas next weekend. So this is the only game going on in the Willie all weekend. So yeah. Folks, this is the weekend to come and see some unbelievable hockey Saturday.
Yeah, you bet. So mark that down for a Saturday, January 25th, and you can make a big day of it because I understand Stratford Fighting Irish will be on hand for the Stratford Winterfest celebrations at Upper Queen's Park on that Saturday. The folks from the team will be dropping by and saying hi to the kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really important to the guys to be involved in the community and you know, give back, as it were, and there are plenty of examples of that over the 3 or 4 years of this team's existence. And, you know, just a big shout-out to the players who, you know, they don't have to do this kind of thing. That, you know, they're not under any contractual obligation to do it. They just do it because they love doing it, and that speaks to the character of this hockey club.
There you go. So, again, you got to be there for January 25th for the Stratford Fighting Irish taking on the Alvinston Killer Bees. That'll be a 7 o'clock start for that Saturday night. In the meantime, there's going to be that away game taking on Elora for January 24th. That is going to be a big weekend. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish and big news on a new coach. Brian, anything else before we let you go?
Well, just to let everybody know that the playoff race is super tight. We've got 7 points separating third through ninth in the division, and only the top eight make it. So every point matters, and come on out and support the club next Saturday.
Awesome. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Thanks so much, Brian.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for doing this, Jamie.